bringer from the start. And where one mysteriously surviving Taken was in business for herself, might there not be more, like about three more? What the hell? They all still around but the Hanged Man, Limper, and Soul Catcher. I had seen those three go down myself. Lady stood there shaking her head. Were even those three gone? I had killed Limper myself once, and he had come back. Chills got me again. When they were Shadow Masters, they were anonymous creeps who had only standard-issue cause to do me grief. But the Taken, some of them had very special and personal cause to hate the company. This moment of revelation had turned into a whole different kind of war. I have no idea what passed between Shifter and Bringer, but it left the air crackling with electric hatred. Stormbringer seemed powerless. Why? A few minutes ago she had been bringing in that monster of a storm to whip on us. Shifter was no greater power than she, unless somehow he had come upon that bane of all the Taken, a true name. I looked at Lady. She knew it. She knew all their true names. She had not lost her knowledge when she had lost her powers. Power. I had not thought about what I'd had here, almost under my thumb, all this time. What she knew was worth the ransoms of 100 princes. The secrets locked in her head could enslave or deliver empires. If you knew she had them. Some folks knew. She had a lot more guts than I'd realized coming out of the tower and empire with me. I had to do some rethinking and strategic reorientation. These Shadow Masters, Shifter, the Howler, they all knew what I'd just realized. She was damned lucky she hadn't been snatched already and squeezed dry. Shifter laid his huge ugly hands on Stormbringer, and only then did she begin to resist. With sudden, startling violence, she did something that hurled Shifter all the way across the parapet. He lay there for a moment, eyes glassy. Bringer made a break. I came around with a sword stroke I brought in from the moon right into her belly. It did not mark her, but it stopped her in her tracks. Lady hacked at her overhand. She rolled away from the stroke. I whacked her again, but she got up and started heading out again, and her fingers were dancing. Sparks played between them. Oh, shit. One eye tripped her. Lady and I hacked at her again, without much effect. Then Mergen let her have it with the spearhead on the lance that bore the company's standard. She howled like one of the damned. What the hell? She started moving again, but now Shifter was back. He had taken the form of the Forvalaka, the black were-leopard almost impossible to kill or injure. He jumped on Stormbringer and started tearing her apart. She gave damned near as good as she got. We backed away, stayed away, gave them room. I don't know what Shifter did or when, or if he did anything at all. One eye might have imagined it all. But sometime during the thing, the little black man sidled up and whispered, "He did it, Croaker. It was him that killed Tom-Tom." That was a long time ago. I had almost no feelings about it anymore. But One Eye had not forgotten nor forgiven. That was his brother. "What you going to do?" "I don't know. Something. I gotta do something." "What'll that do to the rest of us? We won't have an angel anymore."